Coming to the Toyota Presents the Oakdale in Wallingford next Thursday night, July 27th, the Australian Pink Floyd show, doing the best side of the moon, doing Dark Side in its entirety. And on the line with me right now is keyboardist and Aussie Floyd member since the very beginning, Jason Sawford. How's it going?
Doing very well at the moment. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you for doing this, and thank you for coming our way. Where does the love of Pink Floyd and Aussie Floyd, where does that begin? Where does that story start?
Well, it starts at the very beginning when I joined the band. I mean, we were just a bunch of guys. We just got together because we loved the music of Pink Floyd. And this was back in 1988 in Australia, so it was about 30 years ago now. Yeah, we loved the music, and we just decided to get our instruments together and just play the music for fun, really.
Now, did you ever imagine in the early days, I would imagine you were sort of like a bar band and you played like local gigs. Did you have any grand visions of what it would become?
No. I mean, I just thought, as you said, I thought it would be like a bar sort of show and we'd just do a few local shows around the local place we lived. But I didn't imagine that I'd be doing this 30 years later, traveling and doing arenas and places around the world. So, yeah, it surprised me. I mean, I'm constantly amazed at how it's gone.
When did it start to evolve, really? Was it in the 90s? Was it in the 2000s when the full production, the lights, the lasers? I mean, you guys are really, it's more than simply a tribute band. It's like a faithful recreation of what Pink Floyd did.
Yes, I mean, it's a big show. It is a big production. And, you know, we've got all the lights and the lasers and the inflatables and you know, projections and everything. Yeah, it was sort of like we gradually grew the show over during the 90s, and it was around about the year 2000 when it really started to get bigger, and then we started doing arenas. So it was the first 10 years in the UK, we were just like treading the boards around the theatres and things, and then, of course, it started to get bigger around about year 2000.
You guys actually have played with David Gilmour before.
Yes, we did his birthday party a few years ago, and you know, he actually got on stage, and I actually played next to Rick Wright. He played my Hammond organ, and that's a great memory. I couldn't believe I was playing comfortably numb, and he's sitting there doing all this crazy stuff on the organ, you know, and I'm playing my synthesizer, and it was great.
That's got to be one of the biggest thrills for somebody if they think you're good enough that they're willing to play with you.
Yeah, it was a great memory.
Now, on this particular tour, you guys are doing Dark Side of the Moon in its entirety. I personally find that's like one of those albums that I never get tired of listening the entire way through. It really stands the test of time. You guys have performed that album a couple of times in the past. What made you want to bring it around again this time?
It is a great album to play. It works so well when played. I mean, people love it. You know, it's almost like by popular demand, I suppose you could say. And we just thought we'd do it again. I mean, every time we do it, we improve our lights and do a new projections. And it's just thought, well, yeah, why not? We'll just do it again.
In addition to Dark Side, what else can the fans expect on this particular tour?
Well, we try to get quite a variety of different types of the eras of Pink Floyd. So, you know, we do something from the Sid Barrett era, early Floyd, Animals, Wish You Were Here, right through a bit. We do bits of The Wall, right through their later albums, bit of Final Cut, Moments of Lapse, Division Bell, bit of everything there. So it really is a well-balanced show. I mean, Dark Side is the centerpiece, but we do all this other stuff as well.
What's your personal favorite Floyd song or album, or really both?
Well, I mean, there's so many good tracks there. I mean, I love playing Shine On You Crazy Diamond. I've always loved that track, you know, the way it opens with the keyboards. I love the album Animals, which I think is a really rocky album, but it's all great stuff, all of it.
Have you had a chance to see the current Roger Waters tour, the Us and Them tour that he's doing?
Not this current tour. I'm hoping to catch it sometime. I saw David Gilmour, but I've not seen the current Roger Waters tour yet.
He's doing a lot of Animals on this particular tour because it's, you know, we're in a world where it's a little bit more political than it was a few years ago.
Yeah.
So it's quite a sight. So hopefully you get to see it sometime soon because it's really what he's doing is unbelievable. What you guys do is incredible. And you were able to see David Gilmour because he didn't do much of a tour most recently. He only did like 6 or 7 dates.
Yeah, that's right. So just lucky to catch him when I can. But, you know, he doesn't play that much these days.
Australian Pink Floyd, it is the Best Side of the Moon tour. They're doing Dark Side of the Moon in its entirety. It is this coming Thursday night, July 27th, at the Toyota Presents the Oakdale Theater in Wallingford. You know, I've seen you guys a couple of times in the past, but I've never seen you do an album in its entirety. I've missed out on that particular element of it. I always tell people, you're really seeing what Pink Floyd intended and what they were doing, but now it's in a 21st century. It's really just absolutely incredible what you guys pull off. It's and have been doing since 1988. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a long time, and I'm always amazed at how it's done. But you know, that's to the endless popularity of Pink Floyd, I guess.
Jason Sofford, keyboardist, Aussie Floyd member since the very beginning. Thank you for spending a few minutes with me.
Thank you. It's been a great pleasure.